You are listening to The Bugcast, episode 411.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
So he's gone and left you all alone. You think the better of your years are spent with him. The little girl who used to dance on fire and brimstone is all but dead. There's a girl I knew that held a ladder up to a radio. She'd do anything she wants because she can. We were 17 and wild and we were jumping on the devil's bed. I didn't raise you like that. Now I taught you lessons unbound. Strapped to the bucket of a 4-5-5. Lit your hair on fire, racing 10-mile flats where American heavy metal thrives. Oh, we were waiting out a wish on pink slips and kisses at the end of the line. And you ride a tat, tat it on the glass and you screamed on high. I'm alive. You can say that cat is long gone. Oh, I bet you look real hard, you can find that girl within. She's probably waiting in the wings for you to come along. Let her ride again. You need a quarter mile of bonds, your horses and some gasoline. And kisses at the end of the line. And you ride a tat, tat it on the glass. And you scream down the line. La la la. You wanna meet a girl I used to know. Let's take a drive.
And we started the show with a lovely Christian Kane with Let's Take a Drive. That is again from the House Rules album.
Yes.
And it's played by permission of Brand X Management. Now, Christian is from Nashville, Tennessee, and those who have been living under a rock and not listened to any shows recently would not know that Christian Kane is not only a darn fine singer, he's also an actor who appears currently in The Librarians. And he's rather dishy.
I still don't think I've ever seen him act.
Incredibly popular amongst me, Yannick, and Lainey.
I was about to say women then, but that wouldn't have gone down very well, would it?
Mm-hmm. I would imagine Yannick more fawns for his voice than his looks. And me and Lainey just like it all.
It's the 21st century, what can I say?
He's one of those people, though, that used to have long hair and looked really good. And he has short hair and looks really good. But I digress. So there you go.
Yes, you do.
Oh, you want to find out more? Check out christiankane.com.
Well, that was obvious. Well then, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 411. From wherever and however you are listening, it is really good to have you along. on this musical journey of discovery, or something like that anyway. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. Now, this week, and I'm sure this is the point where Chow Colon will actually disconnect from the live stream and the chat room in a mega huff, only five out of our eight tracks this evening are actually Creative Commons. But the quality is still as good as you would learn to expect from us over, well, in the last 8 years anyway. So let's crack on with some more music. This is Hoodsmoke with Alluring Bedlamite.
Study the silhouette, further the element, tip off the rocking chair, simmer the berry rare. Anywhere, anytime, they run for
Hi, this is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
listen to others' advice and take the easy road, it seems. Got to get back on that highway. Got to get back on that highway. Got to get back on that highway. Got to get back on that highway.
And that was Zapple Pie with Ovation Highway. Nearly couldn't say that. From France, Zapple Pie is a new pop rock group. Present lineup is Glenn Basham, Mark Taylor, and Evelyne Debordenance. Yeah. Find out more by checking out their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ZapplePieOfficial.
And from the Le France.
I said France.
Yes.
I did say that.
You did say that. And before that, you heard Hoodsmoke with their track Alluring Bedlamite. A tour de force of the Chicago music scene, Hoodsmoke has been making lasting impressions on listeners all over the world since the release of their 2012 debut album, Laid Up in Ordinary. This track was taken from the album Rough Around the Edges, which was released on the 25th of May 2016, only 2 days ago at the time of recording, so we are really right on the button there. If you want to find out more, their website is at hood-smoke.com. Thank you again to August from Novo Management and Publicity, who sent that track for us to listen to. Loved it so much, we played it. Simple. Right, let's have a quick look into our live chat room over at thebugcast.org/live and have a look and see who is listening to us live right now.
We have got Alex UK, Chol Kalam, Chris from Canada, CM Hobbs, Erkan Yilmaz, Gamerchick 02, Gregorio SWVP, K5 Tux, Lord Yannick of Glencoe, Feru and Vinzy V.
I shouldn't really laugh at the whole Lord Yannick thing because I suppose he is officially a lord.
I officially own a plot of the moon.
That makes you a
Marsh.
Lunar lady. Martian?
A Mars.
Martians are from Mars. Moonshine. Yes, you're familiar with that one. Yes.
A Mooney. There you go.
A Mooney. No.
A Mooney.
No, a Mooney was something completely different. Wasn't a Mooney a member of some fanatical religious cult? Is that not what a Mooney was?
I have obviously no idea.
Showing your butt cheeks as well, but maybe the two things are linked. I don't know.
For our listeners, I am not currently showing my butt cheeks.
Moving swiftly onwards, this is Cortland Goffena with Inside of Me.
Times I felt this way. I don't think I'll ever solve this mystery. When all the pain and lies fade,
still ask myself, is there a chance for me? If only we could see, it's never enough and it's not supposed to be. I don't know how many times I've tried to find myself in someone else's eyes, when all I need is inside of me. Don't even know what it is I'm looking for. It feels like I always want more. When all the friends and memories fade, I still ask myself, am I ready for change? If only we could see, it's never enough and it's not supposed to be. I don't know how many times I've tried to find myself in someone else's eyes, when all I need is inside of me. If only we could see, it's never enough and it's not supposed to be. I don't know how many times I've tried to find myself in someone else's eyes, when all I need is inside of me.
Who's that?
I don't know.
He looks British.
Yeah, definitely British.
Then British.
Hey!
Oh, sorry.
He looks like a John.
More like a Jonathan.
Oh, yes! That's Jonathan Ralph.
Oh, you mean the host of Twine Radio?
Yeah, the latest addition to the Other Side Podcast Network.
I knew he sounded familiar.
Of course. You heard his podcast at twineradio.co.uk.
And I've read his profile on the network site at otherside.network.
Shall we say hi then?
Sure, let's go.
Sing on my warrior, oh, Vasilasi. Oh, Vakalele, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi, yeah. Oh, Rasta, on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi, yeah. Akalela, Tingosi, and Gossi, Gucci, Kawati, Kawatele, Tony, Nicole, Tony, Zita, Bezindat. Kuba umazi umabuzu mandel ingosi yengosi ipume Ethiopia indoda emfutshane ndithi zange bayikhonka tena yena nguyo wabetha uMussolini qala amataliyane efuna ukumbhukuqa owakwasilasi owarastaman ngamawaria owakwasilasi oh singamawaria owakwasilasi. Oh, Vakalele, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi, yeah. Oh, Rasta, on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi, yeah. Rasta, fire, delusion, cool. Delegate you, them of his day in school. In whatever you want to, righteousness must be the rule. Can't let the Babylon mislead you like a fool. Can't let them ride you like your name mule. You not say enough for them a wolf in sheep wool. Straight from the devil, not man I get fuel. You no see a them a go and a them a quick fi get screw. When things run for you, tell you sing I'm a warrior. Oh, what's the last thing, yeah. Oh, sing I'm a warrior. Oh, what's the last thing. Oh, what a little sing I'm a warrior. Oh, what's the last thing, yeah. Oh, what's the I'm a warrior. Oh, what's the last thing, yeah. Oh, what a little sing I'm a warrior.
And that was Zorro with Ya Warriors, Sing I'm a Warrior.
Still is, apparently.
From Sweden. Just to throw you a bit of a curveball there. all I can tell you is it was brand new on Jamendo. There is no artist paid. There's no information about them. But I liked it. And I linked to their Jamendo profile. But it's the only song they've got as well at the moment.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll build up a bit of a...
I'd like to think that they would build up from that, because that's quite cool.
Yeah, that was very sort of traditional reggae-style-y thing. And before that, you heard Cortland Gofina with Inside of Me. Growing up in a small town, Cortland Gofina is a small-town kid with a small-town heart. He writes emotionally connecting songs based on experiences, thoughts, and wisdom. He wants to use his passionate for music, to bring happiness, understanding, and strength to others. This was taken from Cortland's 2015 album release, Yes, No, and the Grey. He's from Chadron in Nebraska, and you can find out more about him and his music over at his Bandcamp page, which is cortlandgofina.bandcamp.com. I'm not going to spell it, because I'll probably fall over that as much as I normally do. But you can go over to our website at thebugcast.org and you can find all the links for this show there.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Right. Probably the biggest piece of news, apart from our daughter's birthday yesterday, of course, from a podcasting perspective, is that we have yet again made it to the finalist stage of the Podcast Awards for 2016.
Go I wanted on. To say woohoo.
You
can't.
You just did.
I know, but. Lainey's not here to tell me off.
No, I think under these circumstances she would allow it, so please.
Woohoo!
Excellent. You even did it the Lainey way.
It's awesome.
Awesome. So we have made it through the nomination review process, which I am incredibly pleased about, because this year the nomination review process is a lot more strict and stringent than it has been in previous years. However... what has actually gone quite nicely in our favour is that they've changed the eligibility criteria for podcasts to participate in the podcast awards. And those podcasts that have won a number of times over the last few years, I think it's 5 times in the last 5 years or whatever, they are basically pulled out of the process as a legacy show, and they become more of a driver for the results than a participant. So the podcast in the PodSafe Music category, who's won it certainly for 5 out of the last 6 years, Coverville, who won it last year, is not actually in the running this year. So whilst it's kind of a shame that they can't participate, it does give us a little bit of an edge. The fact that, you know, we may have a chance this year because Coverville aren't in it. I know that sounds kind of mean, but you know what I mean.
I understand.
I hope so. So anyway, the voting process opens up on Sunday, the 29th of May. So at the time of recording, in 2 days' time. And you will be able to vote for us every day for the following 15 days. And as far as I'm aware, it will be as simple as that. It'll be based on the number of votes that have been received for that podcast over that 15-day period. So we will be posting the details, not only of how to vote for us, but we're also going to be putting in our recommendations for who you can vote for in the other categories. There are a number of friends of ours both sort of professionally and personally, who have also been entered into the finalist stage of the podcast awards in different categories. There is a conflict of interest in one location because they're in the technology section. There are actually two people that I would want to vote for, which it makes it a little bit more difficult for me because I don't know who to vote for, because you can only vote once per day. So you can't put in a vote for the Bugcast in the music category, submit that vote, and then go back and submit one for productivity or whatever, because it'll only accept one vote. So you do all your votes in one hit, and then that's it for your day. You go back to it. So we'll get that posted over the next couple of days. So if you have any specific podcast that you have an interest in that you would like us to recommend for our listeners to vote for in addition to the Bugcast, then let us know as soon as possible and we'll include that in the list.
Yes, we will.
Indeed. I can't really end this by not saying thank you very much indeed to all of you who put us through in the nomination stage. Because they've made it so much more difficult to reach the nomination stage, it has really meant a lot to us that we have reached that stage this year. I don't think it's been quite as straightforward as it has been in previous years. So thank you very much indeed to anybody who did nominate us in the last few weeks. Much appreciated, as always.
Yes.
Right. Let's have some more music. This is a lovely song. This is AJC and the Envelope Pushers with Fallen Star.
To be living for. Fight to keep my dreams alive.
you know how to catch a catcher? Do you know how to catch a catcher? Catch a catcher, falling star.
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
And that was A Uniform Motion with Dry Eyes, another one from France.
They doesn't sound like it.
Illustrated indie folk band combining music with visual arts, created by Andy Richards and Renaud Forestier in 2008. And they were later joined by Olivier Piot on drums, percussions and keys in 2011. During their live performances, Renaud live sketches using a video projector, while Andy builds up a soundscape with his guitar, loop station and voice box, resulting in a hypnotising audio-visual experience. We have played them before a few times, because I remember all that bit.
Mm.
Find out more by checking out uniformmotion.net.
Reminds me a lot of Bryn, the Swiss or Swedish, I never remember which, artist we played a few times. They're beautiful vocals. And before that, you heard AJ and the Envelope Pushers with their track Fallen Star. They're from Jackson in Mississippi, and they really are true to their name, the Envelope Pushers. The band changes form to fit any venue or audience, which makes them truly unique. That track was the title track from their 2016 debut album, and you can find out more information about them on their website, ajcandtheenvelopepushers.com. Caroline played their track Dreams on episode 404 back in April.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Awesome. Really interesting mix of music this week.
Yes.
Which is always good. Anyway, a couple of upcoming... 36 minutes into the show and he's fallen over already. A couple of housekeeping items, events coming up in the not-too-distant future. The Glasgow Pod Crawl will be taking place in Glasgow, unsurprisingly, actually. And I've just realised I've closed the page that had all the details on it. It will be taking place on Friday, the 29th of July at 6 p.m., starting at 6 p.m., at the State Bar in Holland Street in Glasgow. You can find more information about that by going to kevi.co.uk, because it's Kevi that's actually organising it. And the details of how the hows, what's, whys and where's will be found on there. Also, we have had notice but no confirmation that there will be a pod crawl in London later on this year, probably at the kind of tail end of summer. More details about that will be forthcoming as soon as we get them. The way it stands at the moment, although we were fairly confident about attending the Glasgow Pod Crawl, having weighed up all the transportation and childcare options available to us, it is entirely probable, that we will not be going to the Pod Crawl in Glasgow. However, it may be possible that we will be going to the Pod Crawl in London. It depends entirely on when it's going to be and whether we can find somebody basically to look dump the kids on for a couple of days. But there will be more.
Say it how it is.
Oh yeah, too right. But we'll give more about that as it happens. Of course, as you would have guessed from the bumper that occurred between the second pair of songs, the Other Side Podcast Network is still going strong. Thank you very much indeed to Lainey and Yannick for putting that bumper together to basically promote Twine Radio, which is Jonathan Ralph's podcast over at twineradio.co.uk. If you want to find out more about any of our podcasts, you can visit otherside.network. We are growing our featured things on there. So we've got 8 podcasts at the moment. We've got 10 podcasters. Not all of them are appearing on the site at the moment. We're adding them as soon as we can get their details uploaded to the site. And we do have a couple of other shows in the wings that we're in the process of sorting out the details for, which hopefully we'll be able to launch on the site at some point in the not too distant. And of course, we'll also let you know about them here.
Yes.
So it is last track time. This show has gone incredibly quickly. We did promise that if we didn't have anything to talk about, we wouldn't unnecessarily pad it out with news articles that didn't really have any meaning. So we shall leave it here. So our last track time is coming right up. But next week, the Bugcast episode 412 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 3rd of June at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also find out more information about our social media presence and also, well, lots of other stuff. Go and have a look at our website at thebugcast.org. So, final track is by a band called The Blondies. And it's kind of a bit misleading, because you would have expected The Blondies to have been a bunch of girls, but it's not. It's a bunch of guys from Berkeley in California. They are Berkeley and Oakland natives who have been playing music together for 9 years now, infusing classic rock and roll with their own personalities and modern techniques. The track you're about to hear, Your Eyes, is the preview for their highly anticipated release of their upcoming full-length album, which is expected to be released in June of 2016. You can find out more about them at their website, which is theblondiesband.com. And Narada Michael Walden, who is a very well-respected music producer, certainly from the 1990s and 2000s, has been quoted as saying, "Man, how about the Blondies? I want to produce them." Mm. So that I'm not going to even suggest that that wasn't a genuine quote, but hell, that is an accolade. Anyway, we shall leave you with this. This is the Blondies with their track Your Eyes, and we shall catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
When you tell me you've been
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.